Salve a tutti, buongiorno, sono Mattia De Rosa, lavoro in Microsoft e mi occupo della data platform. Oggi siamo qui in questo secondo appuntamento al Future Decoded insieme ad Amir Netz, che è il CTO di Power BI. Adesso passiamo all'inglese, facciamo alcune domande ad Amir Netz e sentiamo da lui cosa ne pensa del mondo dei dati, cosa ci aspetta in futuro e questa sua grande passione che ha nel fare le demo, nel presentare gli argomenti, da dove viene e dove ci potrà portare. So, thank you very much, Amir, to be here with us in Tech Heroes, here in Future Decoded.
It's a great pleasure to be here in Rome.
We really appreciate a lot what you did during the keynotes. It was really fun and very informative. We like them very much. For the few that doesn't know that you are one of the father of analytics here in Microsoft, we would like to know about you. What is happening during this year with the analytics and which is the future that is expecting in front of us? So which is your opinion about that?
Okay, so I've been doing Power BI, I've been doing BI, business intelligence, for over 20 years. And it was fascinating to see the transformation that has been going in this space. When we started, it was about building servers for the IT professionals. Then the second wave of BI was all about creating self-service tools for analysts to analyze their data. But we're now at the verge of a new revolution in BI. It's a revolution that has to do with several dimensions. It's who we aim BI too. We're now trying to get all of the business users, not the analysts, but every business user to be able to go and ask their questions of the data, to be empowered to go and experience the insights on their own and not just rely on analysts to do that. We are working with new kind of data. It's not just the transactional data that was associated with sales or HR or marketing. It's data that come from sensors, unstructured data that come from the social media. Data that we need to analyze in real time and react immediately. We're not just interested in processing data once a day to look at the last 3 years of data. We want to know what happened in the last minute, what happened in the last 10 seconds. That is the new world of data. It is just amazing what's happening here. The petabytes of data that gets accumulated and the need of so many people to go and extract insight out of those. And that's kind of the new world of BI. And I think that where we are in terms of product, we're really geared up to provide a pretty perfect solution for that kind of a world.
There is a lot of discussion right now about the artificial intelligence, machine learning, applied to this world of data. How these technologies are integrated with our offering, which is the benefit that they can bring to our customer user, and which is the energy that this new technology can, let's say, free in the analysis of the data.
Yeah, I think that generally there are two classes of analysis. There's analysis that is driven by machine, and I think you'll see more and more of that kind of analysis showing up. Whenever you need, the amount of data are great, and you need instantaneous reaction to anomalies. For example, maybe there's a credit card card fraud that you need to detect. There's nothing better than a machine learning algorithm to address those. And then there is the other kind of data, which in the kind of analysis where you really want the human intelligence to go and use intuition and use understanding of the business and use their expertise to go and drill into the data and connect it together. And then there's the meld of the two where you can use machine learning to help the analysts find the insights. I think you'll see all of those are growing. You'll see amazing technologies coming in the machine learning space. You're going to see some of the technologies that we're providing in Power BI for analysts to go and explore the data with amazing visualizations and very easy use of drag and drop and cross-highlighting. And then you're going to find this guided analysis that are going to bring the machine learning directly into Power BI and bring them together. And all of those is just in one suite of product, which you call Cortana Analytics.
Okay, so you just jumped to the point. I was saying, so it means that we as Microsoft as an offering for those guys, for those needs, and this offering is Cortana, is Power BI, is a combination of the two?
It's a combination of the two. Power BI is kind of straddling two worlds. On one side, there's the world of the data stack, where all the back-end processing is happening, where all the engineers and the guys from IT are sitting, and they're collecting the data, and they're integrating the data, and they are enriching the data, and they are applying machine learning algorithms. And you really need to be an expert on using that. And at the end of that, when all this work is done, sits Power BI. And Power BI is also the lens where the business user is seeing the data. So if you have a business user and the engineer, Power BI is the thing that connects them both together. So the machine learning, this scoring, the insight you get from machine learning, gets translated into an experience that is projected out to the users of Power BI. And then Power BI sits in the world of the user. So it's integrated into the web, it's integrated in the mobile devices, it's integrated into Cortana, the experience inside Windows. It's everywhere.
Okay, very good. We feel a lot of passion on all the discussion that you do, in all the demo that you do. And we feel this passion is also into the Power BI team. They are working a really great piece. They are delivering function and functionality in an amazing and really incredible way, months over months. Which is this passion coming from? Which is the thing that every morning lets you go to your work thinking of new things to deliver this new experience to our users?
Now, if you guys have not experienced Power BI and have not experienced the process of releasing Power BI, should take a look. You should see what's happening on Twitter. You should see what's happening in the blog. With this, I've been at Microsoft for almost 20 years now, and I've never seen anything like it. We deliver every week new features. We deliver every month new products. The number of features we deliver per month is in the dozens. In 3 months, we deliver hundreds of new features. It's just incredible. It's unbelievable, and I've never seen anything like it. Now, where is it coming from? I'll tell you where it's coming from. It's coming from you guys. It's coming from the community. It's coming from the tweets. It's coming from the comments. You guys energize us. You guys give us the passion. We see the reaction. This is just a virtuous cycle. The more you react, the more we have energy. The more we release, the more you react. It's just amazing. It's the best experience of my life.
Oh, very good. A lot of things for our guys over there. First of all, they can try Power BI for free.
It is free.
Yeah. It's freemium. Yeah. It's a new way of doing things in Microsoft. What does it mean, freemium, for our customers, for our users?
What is it? We have a saying that says, 5 seconds to sign up, 5 minutes to wow. We really want to remove every obstacle from people to try and experience this great product. So we don't ask an IT guy to go and install it. You just go into the www.powerbi.com and you sign in 5 seconds. Immediately start using it. You don't have to use your credit card. We don't ask for any information except your email so we can log you in. You can just go and start using it and you get all the insights for free. You get the tools that other companies would sell for $1,000 a seat, $2,000 a seat. You get them for free. And you can start using it. And you can use it forever for free if you want to. It's not a trial. It's not a limited time. You can use it forever for free. But at some point, you may need some more advanced features. You may need some enterprise governance. You need some larger scales. You may need to connect it to on-premise data. And this is a point where you can choose to move to the premium tier. We need it, you know, somebody has to pay my salary sometimes, you know. So
your travel, so, you know, we saw that you travel a lot.
But overall, the most important thing for us is to make sure that anybody who wants to analyze data can analyze data. It's becoming so important, so critical to everybody's business life, and not just business. Data is around us, data is surrounding us, data is becoming such an integral part of the fabric of our lives, and we need to make sure that everybody has access to it. And that's why we're making it free.
Is this that we call data culture? Is this that we call data is the new currency?
Yes. Data is data culture. In a data culture, it means that everybody knows how to work with data. Just like everybody knows today how to do email. Everybody knows how to do today to create a presentation, word processing. You know, it used to be that there were people who were paid to type. There were typists. That was a profession. Now everybody can use a keyboard.
Yeah.
We need to get to that point with data, that working with data is just like knowing how to read. It's just knowing how to type. It's just part of our culture. And we are pulling all the stops into making it happen.
Okay. So our suggestion to you guys is to go out, test Power BI, enjoy it in the same way Amir and his team is enjoying developing all those things. And you see that after 20 years, you can still stay in this really energized form and looking forward to the future and all the good things that it can provide. So we are very happy to be with this talk, and we say goodbye to you and enjoy the next session.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you very much.